Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, sometimes the things that you see marketing, you know, want to tone, tuck, tighten those abs. Do you know, is it always the way that it seems? In women and weight training, you know, we've even heard that, like, women shouldn't lift heavy or they'll get bulky. I heard Gwyneth Paltrow's trainer makes sure that Gwyneth doesn't pick up anything more than 3 pounds, really. So that means she's not carrying a child or groceries. Maybe she's so famous she doesn't have to do any of that stuff. But really, for the most of us, that sounds ridiculous. We're going to break up some of those weight training myths right now with Jim White. He is the president of Jim White Fitness, right? It's called Jim White Fitness?
That's right.
All right, so Jim, welcome to the show. Let's talk about some of these myths. Weightlifting for women, how to slim down without bulking up. Can we really bulk up, or is it really hard to do?
It's hard to do. Women just don't have enough testosterone, which is responsible for muscles bulk. So, you know, that's one big thing. And, you know, I have that a lot of clients come in and say, don't make me go bulky. It's probably one of the biggest thing women ask.
Me too.
And it's just not true. And we need to gain muscle. Muscle is attractive. Body fat is what we need to decrease for. Not only is it not attractive, but it's dangerous to and can lead to heart disease.
Okay. So, you know, we really want to... I've heard it a million times, Jim, as have you. Oh, yeah, don't let me bulk up. Or if I do these abs, you know, I've heard my friend says her stomach sticks out now that she's been doing abdominal exercises and planking. And now she's thicker around the middle. And I've been hearing this for years, dude, and I'm tired of hearing it. So muscles are attractive. You need testosterone to bulk up. What about the amount of weight you're lifting? If you're doing bicep curls, are we going to be able to get those bulky biceps? Or, I mean, you have to just like major low, you know, fat and high protein and 12 calories a day. What does it take?
Yeah, you know, really what can cause bulk on women is overeating and lifting very, very heavy weights, because that's going to, of course, going to cause a mass. So as long as women are eating within their calorie restrictions, and the muscle toning, according to the American College of Sports Medicine, is anywhere from 12 to 20. So, you know, staying at a decent weight, you know, and staying consistent, women are going to gain nice, lean muscles, which is going to speed the metabolism, and it's going to decrease the percent loss of strength per decade as women age.
So how do we slim down without bulking up? You're saying, you know, 8, 10, 12 repetitions, even up to 20.
Absolutely.
And what kind of weights are we talking about when you say if they use pretty heavy weights? What is a heavy weight? Because, Jim, I have a woman who's in her almost late 70s, and she is able to push 20-pound dumbbells in chest press, but she's been working with me for 20 years.
Yeah, so, I think as long as they're staying within that muscle hypertrophy, which is muscle growth between the 8 and 12 reps, or the muscle toning between 12 and 20, it doesn't matter. We're talking about lifting heavy, heavy weights where people fall within 1 to 5 reps. And that's more of a really strength, Olympic type training, which is fine for that sport. But to create a nice tone, I always recommend, it doesn't matter what weight you do, as long as you stay within 8 to 12 for muscle growth and 12 to 20 for muscle toning.
Now, what about abdominals? You know, that old myth that doing planking and abdominal crunches and reverse crunches and whatever it is you're going to do makes your waistline thicker instead of thinner.
Absolutely. You know, women, they come to me saying, I want to spot reduce. And, you know, we cannot spot reduce. A lot of people, like I said, we can do a million crunches, but the diet and nutrition and the cardiovascular has to be there. It's the whole entire paradigm of doing the weights, doing the lifting, doing the cardiovascular, and doing the healthy nutrition. That's going to create a slimmer midsection. But absolutely not. You know, lifting and lifting light abs and doing crunches, things like that, it's not going to create bulk in those areas.
So are we genetically predisposed to storing fat in certain areas? Because people will say, oh, I've got these love handles. And I must admit, whether this is true or not, I used to see people that if there was ever somebody who needed liposuction in a certain area, that was the spot because it's so hard to hit. So what about those saddlebags?
Yeah, I mean, women have more fat cells genetically in their hips. Men have it more around their stomach. However, now we're starting to see a switch in women now starting to grow a lot more fat cells in their stomach for the obesity rates. So, yeah, there is a genetic predisposition, but with healthy nutrition, with cardiovascular and proper weight training, we can definitely decrease the size of those fat cells.
If you do plenty of cardiovascular exercise while you're weight training, is that going to make you leaner around those muscles so that you will see the muscles more and have more, you know, definition?
Absolutely. By creating that deficit in calories from the cardiovascular training and speeding up the metabolism with the weight training, it's vitally important to combine them together with the healthy diet to decrease that fat and help with that fat loss. So I would recommend do your cardio with your weight training. And I think another thing is it's not a one-size-fits-all. I always recommend it for women to switch it up. You know, the traditional bodybuilding has kind of been a little bit, if you do it all the time, it could be boring. So why not switch it up? Do some CrossFit. Do some kettlebell classes. Do some body pump classes. There's so many different varieties of weight training out there. I think we should switch it up as much as possible.
And really, what about something like lifting weights or carrying weights when you walk? Because, you know, they're saying, oh, I'm toning my arms at the same time as I'm getting my cardiovascular exercise. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I think with especially how much many people walk, especially in big cities, you know, carrying a book bag, a briefcase, having your baby around with weights, however you do it, just it can add on to the load and it can actually increase and burn calories. And over time, that's going to make a big difference on your body.
So what type of strength training would you stay away from gym with people who say, I don't want to do to bulk, I don't want to do bodybuilding type? Because there are certain activities, certain strength training exercises that I don't know that you should be doing unless you're like training for a specific sport for that.
Yeah, I think Olympic lifts, I think women definitely can do them, but I think more on injury status, they just got to be careful. They need a trained professional to show them how to properly do them. And, you know, I would recommend to stay a little bit higher on the repetition range and go fast in between sets. I think that by going fast between sets, women will help turning into more of a cardio fat burning workout plus building lean muscle. So keep it really intense. I mean, we only have a certain amount of time as it is. While we're doing it, we might as well keep it intense.
Okay, so if we're weight training and women, we're looking at our shoulders and our arms, and, you know, we all see these pretty arms now. The first lady has really nice arms, and we say, okay, so what do I have to do that? So will you be able to do that with 3-pound dumbbells? Will you be able to do it with 5? What is kind of the minimum that you can use to get that look?
You know, I think the 3 pounds are great for certain people, especially with injuries, especially depending on your age group and what you can do. So wherever you start, if you're hitting those rep ranges, for instance, if your recommendation rep range, you're doing 8 to 12 reps, and you're hitting that 12 really easy, then go up on your weights. You know, there's no certain magic number. I like to start my women off at 5 on certain exercises, but then go up gradually to 10 to 12 to 15 pounds. So gradually increase over time. And I always recommend compound movements. These are movements that have more than one muscle part. And this is going to burn more calories. This is your squats, your lunges, your dips, your push-ups. Multi-joint movements will burn more calories than single joint exercises. So we get more bang for our buck.
In the last 30 seconds or so, Jim, and you're such a good guest, you know, clear up the myth on weight training and bulking up for women once and for all for us.
Well, I think women should lift weights. I think they need to do them consistently, often, and don't be afraid of lifting heavy weights. You know, switch up your routine and enjoy the benefits. Building muscle is great, and don't be affected by the scale. Be alarmed that you may gain. Studies show up to 2 to 4 pounds of muscle those first 2 months of training. So don't be scared of the weight. Look at your body as a whole and keep on lifting hard.
Great advice. Look at your body as a whole. Keep lifting weights. Ladies, unless you've got a large amount of testosterone or you're eating a lot of food or, you know, you're not going to bulk up. It's just that simple. He cleared it up for you. So don't believe any of those things you read anymore. Believe what you hear here on Radio MD and Train Your Body. Motivate and perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, the gold standard in health and fitness. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.